With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, Naomi here. Before this episode, Danielle and I just wanted to add our voices to the Black Lives Matter movement in America for George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, and so many more. In Australia for David Dungay Jr., Tanya Day, Joyce Clark, and so many more, and many more all over the world. The killing of black people must end now. Some funds that Danielle and I have donated to the Bail Project in the US and in Australia change the record, the Sisters Inside campaign, and Pay the Rent. We've linked these and more resources in the show notes for stuff that we can do to help Black and First Nations people, because it's our responsibility, especially white people. We benefit from the system and we need to change it. Black Lives Matter and police brutality. Rest in peace, George Floyd. Here's the show.
Hello.
Hello. Fuck. What the fuck?
I don't know. Sorry. Let's do it again.
I'm Naomi.
And I'm Danielle.
And this is Batch Bitch. It's the podcast where we talk about reality TV, and my co-host throws me off guard, even though we have the intros pretty down pat. We have a technique.
I don't know what happened there.
You didn't even say hello properly.
What do you mean? Sorry. What did I don't know.
We're supposed to say hello.
Hello.
It's too late now.
Sorry.
I'm so mad.
I didn't mean to. I just turned around and it just felt natural. And I saw the look of shock in your eyes.
Anyway, how you been?
Yeah, fine. Yep. Good. How about you?
Yeah, all right.
Cool. All right. Good. I don't know what I got. I've been trying to learn to animate and it's been a hard time because I'm not good at computers.
Mm-hmm.
Learning new skills is not my forte, but I'm doing my best.
Yeah. I think you're doing a great job.
Thank you. And how are you doing?
I have spent a lot of time on Twitter.
Yes.
And I have been offline. Upsetting. Anyway, Black Lives Matter. Fuck the police bashing protesters. It makes me really mad.
Yeah.
Anyway, now that we've cleared that up.
I
would be very shocked if anyone was listening to this podcast and heard us say Black Lives Matter and went, what?
That is true. We do not have a demographic of people.
They're just sitting there. Well, yeah, of course. Anyway, of course that. How do we move on from talking about that?
Well... We can, I guess, say this week's episode of Kid Nation, the first episode we're going to look into, is called The Root of All Evil.
Yeah, white people. Yeah. Well, it means money. But there are some racial... And we'll get into it. Especially this week, I was watching this and I was like, these kids from 2007, I think, are racist.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, let's. That's the.
We'll work that out later.
Anyway, all right. So, Kid Nation, here we are. We're at episodes 7, 8, and 9.
Yes.
Do
you want me to start?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because the last episode, I don't really like the episode. What 7, 8? Episode 9. I don't really have many notes for because I was trying to draw the thing that I've showed you.
Okay.
And so I wasn't really writing notes. Mm-hmm. So just letting you know. I'll be the leader on episode 7 if you can be the leader on episode 9.
Who leads episode 8?
We can do it 50-50.
Okay.
Okay. The Root of All Evil, episode 7. Devard is getting food for free from the kitchen.
Yes.
And then she's sort of like preparing it so that there's less food wastage and doing a few other things. But the issue is she's selling the food. Kids could just go to the kitchen and get it for free is what Jared's issue is.
Yes.
Jared,
I don't have a problem with her doing this.
Yeah, I think
because that option is still available to you to go and cook it yourself.
Yeah. You can go to her, but she's just doing...
She's selling her...
wares.
Her labor, really. She's putting in work. Come on, Jared.
Jared gets annoyed. Then he starts to set up his own store, but he doesn't have any food. He just sort of pulls a table outside. And then I can't remember the name of the lady who comes over and yells at him for being jealous. And then Jared freaks out and runs over to Devard's store and starts knocking everything over.
Yeah. Little shit.
He just goes over and
he's so mad.
Crazy.
But Devard says it's fine and she takes the high road.
Yes.
I see why you like Devard.
Yes.
She's cool.
Yeah.
What else do we see?
That's pretty much what we see for that bit. But then there's a town hall meeting.
We see Mallory. She's trying to buy stuff, but she doesn't have any money.
Oh, yeah, poor Mallory.
Because they're in blue. They're used to being upper class a lot.
Yeah. But she'd be spending it, no saving it for a rainy day with Mallory. She's also a small child.
Yeah, what an idiot. She's a 9-year-old idiot.
The town leaders, everybody's having money flow issues, is what the town leaders are saying. And they're reading this book, and the book says there is a treasure map. And then they all go searching for the treasure. Meanwhile, Jared says he was greedy. And he says, I need to add peace and love to this place.
And amen.
And then he does a little peace sign for the camera, which is sweet. It's nice that he's realized that he's done something naughty.
Well, yeah, he apologizes to Devard.
Yeah, that's nice of him to do.
Who accepts his apology. So it's all good.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a gold mine.
Yeah, down a mine shaft. There's a treasure chest.
There's just a treasure chest full of the same currency that they use.
It's just confusing because it's like, if they're in a mine, surely they would have had like cool, I would have put out like gems and rubles or something.
Well, yeah, who goes down a mine and finds nickels?
Yeah.
You take the gold out of the mine.
Yeah.
Sell it for nickels.
Yeah.
This is how gold works.
I can't think of the word. It was like very boring when they opened up the chest and then there's just like a few coins sitting on the bottom of it.
Yeah.
It was nowhere near full.
Disappointing?
Yeah.
You anticlimactic. Need to have a little
sack or something that at least feels full. It's not even covering the bottom.
Yeah, but you want a chest.
Yeah, well then make a tiny, tiny chest.
Or make a bigger chest, put a cushion in the chest.
Yeah. And make it worth more than regular dollars and make them at least gold.
We got to talk to these producers.
Yeah.
We'll call them up. So they find 375 nickels.
That's a lot of nickels.
That's $37.5.
Yes. That's so much money.
Yeah.
In this town economy, that's a lot of money.
It is. It's like $18 or something.
Yeah. They said that they can either double everybody's wages for the day or for the however long the period is. Or they decide instead to just buy a heap of shit and give it to the town, which is obviously the best option.
Is it?
I guess so because like...
I don't know. I was like, why don't you just give the lower class people more money? They do more work. Like, can you not... I feel like if they were like, we'll just give it to the people who earn less money, everyone would be like, oh, but we earned upper class. But it's like You earned the right to not do any work, so that should be enough of a prize for you. I can see it a mile away. This, to me, is the equivalent of like a welfare card being like, you're going to get charity, but we're going to tell you what to spend it on.
I think
I read this a lot more politically than some kids going in to get some sports goods.
Yeah, I was more sort of like, well, maybe if you get a dollar, it's not going to do that much. Like, you can't buy that much stuff. But, you know, maybe there's items that are $5.
Like, they've got a piano.
Yeah, they got a bunch of stuff. Yeah, that they can share as opposed to, a dollar isn't that much money. But combined, they could buy a lot of stuff just for the town that's everybody's to use.
Yeah, I guess.
Communism could work. Is that what communism is?
I don't know. I think there's something to... We're definitely being left-wing here, but two different types. Where I'm saying everyone should just get paid the same and they can do what they want with it.
So we're both communists?
I don't know. One of us is socialist and one of us is communist.
Okay.
Again, we both went to public schools in the country, so neither of us can tell you what.
I went to a Catholic school in the country.
Well, all right. Do they teach you evolution, Danielle?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, guess what? My school taught evolution, and back then I didn't believe in it. And so I wrote, we had to write what happened in the Big Bang. And this is so embarrassing. I wrote, the Big Bang did not happen. And then, you know, stuff did not fly across the space and create Earth and all this stuff. And I even, like, because we used to go to church and stuff, but I think even my mum believed in evolution the whole time.
Yeah.
So where did I get that? So why was I like so passionate
little,
about it?
Were you a little religious child?
I mean, I wasn't. I don't think I like shoved it in many people's, like I wasn't.
I find religious children terrifying.
I wasn't like a hardcore religious child. Okay. It was weird that came up for me. I guess I just like, it was some political
thing. Yeah, okay.
Just religious freedom. I just had to act on it. If I met me at that age, I'd be like, shut up. So we see Sophia.
Yes.
Sophia decides, and apparently, okay, so people pointed out, and I did find this like right after she posted it. Sophia actually posted a video on YouTube answering some questions about Kid Nation, like yes. The other day. Great timing. And people asked her about, like, because she did social experiments, and we see one of them here where she puts 50 cents in a bucket and then fills it with a bunch of gross shit over the top.
Yeah, she's trying to make a vomit mixture, she said.
Yeah, and then
to be fair, it's not the same as vomit because the gross thing about vomit is the stomach acid.
Yeah, I mean,
That's what makes it rancid.
Yeah, but if she put, like, lemon juice and milk in it or something.
Yeah, that'd be
that would probably be pretty bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked like it stank.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she just like put it out and said, there's 50 cents in there if you want to get it. And she said, people never fail to entertain me. They do the darndest things.
Yes, because immediately like 25 kids had their arms in the vomit mixture. <Yeah. laughs>
Which like, duh. 50 cents in this town is a lot.
That's a lot of money. Do you reckon the producers gave her the money? Or do you reckon she put her own money in?
Yeah, I don't know. She's green, so she wouldn't have had that much money at this point. I don't know. She also said in that video that she tried to overthrow. She was always trying to overthrow the council. But, like, the first day they got there, she stood on a table and was like, let's overthrow these people. And then, like, the producers were like, you can't do that. That's not how it works. She was just trying to do it immediately and at every opportunity.
That's so funny. That's great. How did they even like her? I guess she got the first gold star. Because I guess she was just so good at doing all the work.
Yeah. I think she was just fucking around. I don't know.
That's funny.
So they buy sports goods and musical instruments for the town, which everyone is happy with.
When they decided to do that, Zach said about the decision, it's important for the smarter people in the democracy to make the decisions. You're a 10-year-old, and you're not the smartest. Alex is the smartest.
Who is how old?
8. He's the smartest kid in this whole situation.
He is. But doesn't that strike you as something like Scott Morrison would say about why we can't give poor people like cash and why we have to put them on a welfare card to tell them how to spend their own money?
Yeah.
People know how to spend their own money. Fuck you.
But also, if you want to give the economy a boost, you should give the poor people more money because they have to spend it.
Give poor people more money. Now.
Yes. Everyone is playing with all the new sporting supplies and everything like that, except for Nathan.
Bless little Nathan.
Then we see a sort of montage of Greg bullying Nathan.
Yeah, so Nathan is, we haven't really seen much of Nathan yet.
No, he reminds me of a lot of boys I went to scouts with.
Yeah, I can see that. He's homeschooled and he doesn't fit in with the other kids, basically.
No.
Except Alex.
They sort of make it, I think that's because Alex can see everybody's point of view. He's a smart little kid. I think the thing with Nathan is Nathan's not really been socialized with other kids, I don't think. And so I think like everybody says the issue with Nathan is that he just has to do everything his own way. And that is very annoying.
Like, when someone always wants to do stuff alone.
Yeah, or just in their way or like, I don't know, like my mum, she's got to have the kitchen tidied in a very specific way.
Oh.
You know, it's like you've got to wash.
Tidy it yourself then, Mum.
You've got to do everything in the exact way that she likes it to be done. And that means everything's got to be done in this in a certain order, which is like if you do it in the wrong order, she'll be annoyed. And I feel like Nathan's very much maybe like that from what I've seen. Like other people, if somebody else doesn't do it the same way he would do it, he'd get frustrated and try and tell them to do it his way.
Yeah,
which seems to be causing the issues. But we're seeing Greg is bullying him. That's not great on Greg's behalf, but he is also, I guess, a teenage child.
Yeah, he's 15.
Yeah.
Poor little Nathan is crying.
Yeah.
Because he keeps getting bullied by Greg, who would be terrifying.
Oh, at that age, he's the biggest boy there.
Yeah. And he's aggressive.
Scary. Yeah, he's not Blaine, who seems to be kind of like a more sweet version. Greg seems to be more aggressive.
This is why I don't understand why you had a crush on Greg and not Blaine.
Yeah, because I don't think Blaine got much screen time when I watched it. I think I only watched a few episodes when
Oh, okay, because Blaine starts to get more screen time.
Yeah.
From now on.
Yeah.
And he makes Greg look like a
piece of shit.
A fuggo.
Yeah. He does.
Blaine has like perfect bone structure. Yeah. I was like, what are you? But then again, I could see like a teenage girl watching it would think that Greg was like more manly or something.
Yeah, you'd be like, he kills all the animals and knows how to use PVC and he's got that bandana around his head and
he knows how to do a Jaeger bomb with root beer and sugar syrup.
So I can't believe the older kids were doing that too, because that's ridiculous. I also
you can understand like a 10-year-old being like, I'm drinking like mommy, but yeah. With a 15-year-old
you're like, wait, but you've probably drunk before.
I don't know, they're in America.
Yeah, I don't know,
do they drink that young in America? Because it's 21 over there.
Yeah, but I still assume, like, if people over here, I mean, it's illegal for us till we're 18, and yet people still get a hold of it.
Yeah, but you're like, I'm only 2 years off. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But with them, it's like, he's fucking 6 years off.
Yeah. I was allowed to drink from quite a young age.
Really?
But a drink here and there. And also, it was like, I reckon at, like, 8, I was allowed to have a shandy at the fire.
8.
Yeah, I'd have a little glass of shandy.
Oh, I probably had like a teaspoon of beer in it.
Yeah, it's tiny. But then, like, when I get older, I was allowed to have a
shandy.
I was allowed to have a masala and coke, maybe from like 12.
That is so young.
Masala is also a dessert wine. It's not very much alcohol. Right. And I would have it watered down, like the same ratio as rum and coke, but with a dessert wine. And like it was only like if we were having like a special event or something, and I'd be like frothing at the bit to have a masala and coke.
Wow, we were like very much not allowed to drink.
Well, also because my family, we weren't allowed to have anything, like we weren't allowed to have soft drink or anything unless it was like a special occasion.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like I went over to there was a girl at my high school called Shauna Glennon or something, and I went over to her place once. And she just had cans of Coke in the fridge, and they were just allowed to go get the cans of Coke, and she was just allowed to drink a can of Coke whenever she wanted. And I just remember being like, "Oh, your mum's not going to be mad. That's the party supply. What are you doing?" And she was just allowed it.
I feel like those are the best things when you're a kid, and you're like, "I can't wait to be an adult."
Yeah.
Sometimes I do things, and I'm like, because a lot of the time you're like, kids don't know what they're talking about. Being an adult is so much harder. But sometimes if I'm like, it's like 9 o'clock at night, I'm like, I'm just going to go get some beers. So I just go to the shops and get some beers at 9 o'clock at night. And I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, you can do that.
Fuck you, kids.
I do remember the day I got my license. I was so happy. The day I got my
license. You get it like very soon after turning 18?
We could get it. Yeah, no.
Oh, even younger.
No. Yeah, I got it at 18. When did I get? Yeah, we can get our learners at 16, maybe P's at, oh no, yeah, we get our P's at 17. So
wow.
I got it when I was 17, maybe a few months after, because I tried to apply for my learners and I didn't get it the first time because my mum had forgotten that she had not legally changed my name. So I applied with the name Danielle Walker and they were like, this person doesn't exist. And so we had to get my name changed before I could get my learners.
Oh, my God.
I was a fugitive, a fraud of...
What was your name?
Danielle Mitchell.
Oh, Walker's way better.
Yeah. Suits the... goes together a bit better.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So you had to get that changed. So I reckon I was like, maybe...
I just imagine you got it as soon as you could.
Yeah, I got it pretty much... I think I remember I got it in like February the year after I turned 17. So maybe 5 months after I turned 17. Because it took a while to get the name changed and stuff.
Red tape issue.
Anyway, I got my piece first try. Because I'm really good at reverse parallel parking.
Yeah, I got my piece first try too.
Anybody who doesn't get their piece first try, why are you even alive? Seriously? Can you not park? Do you remember when that was like your value for self-worth was how good you could park?
Yeah, I remember I was like with my two guy friends. And then I like parked the car and they were like, oh, that was pretty good job parking. And I was like smug for a bit. And then I was like, wait, why the fuck do you think that I couldn't park? And I was like maybe 22 or something. Like this wasn't like when I just turned 18 or something. Anyway, very rude.
Very rude.
Anyway, what are we talking about?
I do still know people though who can't reverse parallel park their car or reverse their car into a park and they're like in their mid-20s.
Oh, they don't have to parallel park very much in the country. So my sisters in the past have like refused to park. Like they'll just be like, I'm not parking in a parallel car park.
Yeah.
And then my sister always used to brag about how good of a driver she was. And then I found out she couldn't reverse. And she's like, I'm good at driving. I'm just not good at reversing. And then she was in, I literally watched her in my mum had a kind of long driveway with like a little brick thing on one side. And she was like, you guys got to help me reverse out of this car park. And so she was reversing. And then we were like, yep, good, good, good. And then she started to turn towards the bricks. And we were like, no, slow down. And then she just like accidentally sped up and went straight and like, scraped her hubcap or something. It's fine, but it was just so funny. I was like, you've been bragging for fucking years about how you're such a good driver, but I can't reverse. That is not how it works.
No, you have to be able to do all of the things.
I went to surprise my nephew the other day at school to pick him up from school, and then this was in the country, and this is like the biggest, widest, most open road I've ever seen outside the primary school. My mum was like, be careful, it's so busy, it's so packed, it's like country packed, right?
Yeah.
And then they have like random painted car parks on the side of the road. But then there's heaps of room for like other car parks. And this is just outside of people's houses. There's no reason that you can't park there. And anyway, we sort of pull up in front of this car. There's still plenty of room. And we just pull up. And then this woman looks at us and she's like she's like incredulous that we would even dare to try to park there. And she's like, what? What?
What,
and
why?
I'm like, oh, can we? She's like, no. And I was
why
like,
not?
Okay.
What was wrong with it?
I don't know. This is what the people. I'm sorry, but this is my city bias showing. But people in the country don't know how to park because I was so mad at her, and I was like, what did we do wrong? I even walked my mum, who lives in the country, up to it, and she's like, oh yeah, I don't know why you shouldn't. Because they're like old lines on the road for where parks used to be.
Yeah.
And now, because they used to be like. This is so irrelevant to anything, but I'm so mad at this woman who was like, how dare you park there? It wasn't like I was parking anyone in. It was just literally a side of, there's no signs to say no parking, but they lose their fucking minds if you park outside of a line.
That's, okay, so there was, near my mum's house in Townsville, there's a shopping, just like a grocery store, like a Coles, and they have the best parks. Do you know why?
Why?
Because the park is like a regular size of a park, but then there's probably like a 30-centimeter gap and there's another line and then the park. So there's got to be like a leeway in between, which is good because anytime somebody parks their car right on the line, I also make sure to park my car right on that exact same line. Even if I have to climb out the passenger side door or whatever, I will show them to park in the middle of that car park.
Wait, so if you're facing the same way, so you park on your driver's side where you can't get out.
Yep.
And then you have to climb out the passenger seat.
Yep.
And probably because they've parked so far to the line, they have a bunch of room on the other side.
Yep.
So they get into their car easily and drive away.
Well, they might have passengers. Or maybe I've reversed in or something to try and get it so that, you know, anyway, I do it all the time at my house because the person who parks in the car park beside me always parks right on their line, which then means like they're quite small car parks, which means that like if I park,
it's very rude,
in the middle, then it's like I've got to really like not open my door enough.
Yeah.
Like it's hard to get out then if I park my car in the middle. But also it's like if Jono's in the car, he definitely can't get out of his side either.
He's huge.
He's huge. So it's like I got to let him out before I go in. you know?
Fuck.
So I always make sure to do that.
Teach them a lesson, even if whether they notice or not, while you're
I don't know.
contorting yourself just to get out of the car. Anyway,
where are we? We did the
important thing is that Devard gets spattered with oil.
Yes, she's frying potatoes. She says she'll do anything to. This is funny. She said, "I'll do anything to help Bonanza City." And then Greg yells out, "Haul water!" And then she just says, "I want to do something to help Bonanza City." And then they go, "That will be helping Bonanza City." And then she said, "I don't want to just be known as Potato Girl. I want to be known as the Kind Potato Girl."
And they're like,
"What?
That's not helping." And she goes, "Anyway, back to the potatoes." So people just talk about how all Devard does is make potatoes, but they must be good potatoes.
I mean, have you ever had a fried potato?
Are they good?
Yeah.
I've had duck fat fried potatoes.
That does sound good.
Yeah.
We just used to do them. Sometimes we would just chop them and sweet potatoes up and just cook them on the barbecue when we do barbecues. That was always tasty.
It sounds lovely.
Yeah. Once I made, we didn't have much left in the house, and I just cooked some potatoes up with something. And then I think we had some, like, maybe Greek yogurt or something. And I think I put that over the top with some cucumber or something, you know, and that was tasty. But almost everything is tasty with basically cucumber and Greek yogurt. I think it's a very tasty combination. I put it on anything. Anyway.
You are listening to Batch Bitch. Please stay tuned for more entertaining content.
We talked for 10 minutes about parking.
I know. And as it was happening, I was like, oh, God, this is not good.
Okay. Next up, we have the Golden Egg Showdown.
Oh, baby.
They got to catch golden eggs. I do not understand how the best team at this can catch so many and the worst team at this can catch so few.
So they have there's a fence in the middle with the council leaders standing there on a little thing. They're high up in the middle.
Yeah.
And then on one side you've got people with a big catapult. Slingshot? Catapult? Yeah.
It's like
slingshot.
Yeah, it's like imagine somebody trying to throw molten lava over the walls of a castle in some sort of film you would have watched, but instead they're catapulting a golden egg over and somebody else is trying to catch it on a circular mattress.
Yes.
See, that's how describing is done, Naomi.
Okay.
Learn from it.
obviously, these are real eggs, so they splat if you don't catch them on the thing. Yeah. It seems like it's really hard to do, and Anjay's really good at it.
Anjay and then Yellow they start to figure it out. But basically Red do, okay, let's start, should we start from the, we'll start from the top. So the best is Blue Team, and they get 38 eggs, which is a really great amount. Next down is quite a way down, but still double digits. Yellow, they get 18.
Mm-hmm.
Then somehow Green gets 6 and Red gets 5. That is so few.
Yeah.
And they must have done hundreds of eggs.
Poor leadership. No offense.
Yes.
It's hard because they can't see each other to see the distance or anything. They've just got to go off the person in the middle telling them what's going on.
Yeah, sort of using their arms as like a, to say where it's coming from or whatever.
Yeah, or to be useless in Guyland's case, apparently.
Yeah.
Just kept pointing his arms forward.
It's very bad.
Anyway, so they get a reward. They either get coin-operated washer dryers, but it's 20 cents a load.
That's very expensive.
It is expensive.
That's more than the lowest team can.
It's double.
Yeah.
Or a new outfit for everyone, plus these, like, manual laundry machines.
Yeah.
That they just have to, like, pull a lever back and forth rather than, like, washing them on a washboard.
Yeah. When Taylor sees the new outfits, she says, "The outfits are actually pretty cute."
And that's a seal of approval you want with any fashion choice. Next time I want to buy some new clothes, I'm just going to tag her because she is on Instagram.
Yes.
Have you seen her Instagram?
I went into it and I tried to see if I could see any photos of her supporting Donald Trump or her partner just to make sure that she doesn't. So, well, she hasn't posted anything about it, so hopefully she's okay.
Right. I just, all the comments on her Instagram, even up until this day, and it doesn't matter how far you scroll back on any picture you click on, it's just all the comments are just like, "Kid Nation, deal with it!" It's going to haunt her for so long. And it doesn't seem to, it's not like it like went in waves and like, do you know what I mean? It's, it doesn't matter at any point in her life. There's just always people. God, you'd be so sick of it.
I love that.
So they choose the free laundry machines and the cool new clothes that everyone mentions are very cool.
And well, watching it, I thought those are pretty nifty.
For 2007.
Yeah.
I actually just also started watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Oh, like
season old, one.
Oh, wow.
Which is also 2007. It's the same year.
They had such bad outfits back then. They wore a lot of like things that my mum would have worn. Just like caftanny outfits with prints and stuff.
Yes. Yeah, it's not great. I thought it was interesting. The first episode opens with them talking about how Kim has a big butt and how she needs to lose weight. Like, they're talking about her butt like it's a negative thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, this girl really changed how the landscape changed. For asses.
Yeah.
Amazing.
If only everybody could change the one thing they got picked on to be their positive thing.
Yeah. I mean, I think she, I don't think she did it alone. She appropriated a lot from black people to...
Yeah, that happened
into
too.
Into the aesthetic and then changed her face to match. Anyway.
Is her face different back then?
Huh?
Is her face different back then?
Yeah.
Is it? I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. She looks pretty different.
But I just assume everybody's, like, I just assume every celebrity has had heaps of work done, whether that be from just having access to money and being able to, like, go to dermatologists and get, like, every pimple zapped.
Oh, the skin thing is, surely everyone does that straight away. Oh, my God. I want that so bad.
Yeah, me too. I'd love to just be like, oh, I've got a pimple coming up. Call my lady. And then she appears, like, an hour later.
Yeah. I think one funny thing that Kim Kardashian did was... She got laser hair removal on like the baby hairs on her hairline. And now that white women have decided they're going to start laying their edges, like just culturally appropriating. Now she's like, oh, fuck, I shouldn't have gotten.
Is that a thing?
What is?
Are white women doing that now?
Yeah.
For wigs or just for?
Just because black people did it first. Okay. Have you ever heard of cultural appropriation, Danielle? Mm. Oh, you'd hate it.
I have not been online the last probably months because Jono banned me mostly. Because he said
From online
because he said that I was getting too down.
Ah, yes.
By reading news all the time. So now I've been banned. So I don't know what's
You've been
happening.
Banned.
I've been banned from the internet, basically.
Okay.
I'm only allowed
Let's talk about that later.
I'm allowed to watch plant videos, any sort of educational thing that I want to watch and teach myself. I'm just not allowed to watch, like, 60 Minutes or A Current Affair.
Why would you watch 60 Minutes or A Current Affair?
Because every time there was something we were watching, like, oh, we're watching Lego Masters, because it's a very fun show. We're watching Lego Masters, and then afterwards the ad would come up for A Current Affair or 60 Minutes or whatever it was, and they'd always have some clickbaity thing that would get me, and I'd be like, I need to watch that.
Okay, if that's what you're doing with your time, then I'm also banning you. You should not be watching A Current Affair.
It was
Neighbors
just like,
from Hell.
Yeah, there was all that stuff. But then also I'm just banned from the news. Like,
yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to balance not getting depressed with also staying very informed.
Yeah.
I also feel really weird because I feel like this is the time when, even though it's really hard, we need to like stay informed the whole time. And it's just as I've been reading that book on digital minimalism that I was talking about last week, how it's like, get off internet. But now it's like all these white people are like, it's too depressing. I'm just not going to read it. It's like, that's not the right thing to do, brother. Anyway, so I'm a bit stuck now. No internet, except for when I'm reading about all the horrible atrocities that we need to stop.
So all day.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so Jared, back to the show. Jared has come up with an enterprising idea, and what he's going to do is burn wood with a magnifying glass and make necklaces. And he says, I learned how to do this from a guy who made a living out of it. and everybody wants them. He's genuinely
this
making...
This is amazing.
He's killing it.
Highest quality product we've seen.
Yeah. Well, what other products have we seen? Just like food.
Food from Javad. The 50 cent bucket from Sophia.
Yep. That's pretty much it. And he's selling these for like, what, 10 cents or something?
Yeah, bargain.
Really cheap. And I kind of, because those would have taken so much time to make, I think.
I mean, what else is he doing?
Yeah, that's true. But still, how many is he making in a day? Like 3, 4? I guess it's the desert, so maybe the sun's beating down a lot. Because I used to, my granddad, he gave me, so we were getting like a thing ready. So one of the dogs died, and we're making like a gravestone for it. But granddad nailed a piece of wood to another piece of wood so it would stick up out of the ground. And then he gave me a magnifying glass so that I could burn the dog's name into it so that we could put it in the ground. And it took so long.
Really?
Like so long.
That's in Townsville.
Yeah. It's hot up there.
Hot sun.
It took so long. And like I'm nowhere near as good as his craftsmanship. Mine was just full of big dots from where I held it too long in places and then...
Well, yeah, his did look like lines, which I was very impressed by.
Yeah. Mine just looked like dots being held together. He'd done a very good job. Mm. Anyway, he makes $2.90, which is a lot of money.
Yeah, when he counts it, he says, "Holy banana bread."
Holy banana bread.
He's so I'm cute. The Bill Gates of Bonanza City, people are saying.
You're saying that. I love him. Anyway, what does he do with his money, Naomi?
Bye. He goes on a shopping spree. He buys a hat.
Yes.
He buys a big jacket.
Yes.
He buys lots of stuff.
He buys a dry as a bone coat, which is very expensive.
Yeah.
Like that, I mean.
I wanted to get one for my dog, $100.
Whoa.
For a dog dry as a bone. That's can't even crazy. Imagine how expensive it would be for a human boy.
Yeah, and that's not a human boy's size too. It's like an adult man size. Yeah, dryer
it's boat. Like a duster.
It's so big. And then a big lolly that's like a big a lolly that he's using as if he's in a pimp outfit with a pimp cane is essentially seemingly what Jared's done.
He loves it.
Yes, he walks around and then what does he say? He's like, "I'm just showing off my outfit."
Which
how do I look?
Is the artwork on Instagram for this episode, mm-hmm. as Danielle has made a great little animation of little Jared.
Yes.
Swinging his lollipop around.
As far as I could do it before I got very confused.
That's all right. Good practice.
Thank you.
Get better.
What happens then? Nathan is still working. He is doing work at seemingly the middle of the night.
Yes.
And Guylan comes over to him and tells him to go to bed. He doesn't want to. I think that's because he has to sleep in the same bunk as Greg, and Greg is relentlessly bullying him.
Yes.
But he goes in and Greg apologizes to Nathan because the camera crew's there.
You can't just bully someone relentlessly and then be like, "Hey, I'm sorry about all that bullying I did the past few weeks." Why? Why are you now sorry? Because the camera crew told you to.
Yeah.
It's gold star time.
Yes.
Pharaoh wants the gold star.
Yes.
Pharaoh is, how old's Pharaoh?
I can't remember, like 12 or 13?
So Pharaoh is a child.
Yes.
He has a single mother.
Yes.
And he says his family could really use the money.
Yes.
We also have Davard making posters for the gold star.
Yes. And making tasty snacks to make your life better.
Yes.
Boring Bonanza City.
Yes. So then we have people can go in and like nominate who they think should get a gold star. Sophia nominates Pharaoh, which is, I always trust what Sophia says.
Yes. Basically the entire town vote for Pharaoh.
Or Davard.
But like, I feel
it's
like
it's split between Pharaoh and Davard.
Yeah. It's split between the two. I feel like Pharaoh got more than Davard, slightly less. And then Nathan, none.
One.
Bar one.
Greg votes for Nathan.
Yes.
Because he bullied him. And he thinks that Nathan works hard. And he feels bad.
Yes.
So guess who gets the fucking gold star?
Nathan. And guess what Nathan's going to use it for? Music school.
So you have fucking little Pharaoh.
Yeah.
Little Pharaoh.
Who's like, he goes and tells Guylan or somebody, like, he genuinely says, like, I'm, like,
My family is
struggling. This would help us out so much.
Or Davard, who says she wants the money so she can go to college one day.
Yeah.
But do they give it to either of the two black kids who say they need money and that their families are poor? No, they give it to the one little fucking, "I'm off, Nathan. I'm happy you got bullied." That pissed me off so much.
You can't be mad at Nathan. Nathan didn't pick to get the gold star. You've got to be angry at Laurel.
Well, I'm mad Garland, at all of them.
Zach and whatever, and Anjay.
Yeah, good. I'm fucking pissed off at all of them. Piss me off so much. You got kids begging to have money for their lives and he's going to use it to go to fucking music school, which is like, sure, everyone should be able to go to music school if they want. But this kid's getting homeschooled. Like, poor kids don't get homeschooled because their parents have to work. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He clearly has more money than them. He doesn't need $20,000. Why? Because he got bullied a bit? Get over it. Sorry. Really pissed me off. This is when I was supposed to be taking it. Like, this is like, I've read about horrible racism for 10 hours today. I'll switch off and watch Kid Nation. And then I watch two black kids get slighted so that a little white boy can learn piano.
Yeah.
Fuck off. Piss me off.
Yeah, Nathan probably ended up a school shooter anyway. Okay, no. Okay. I'm sorry.
What school?
Yeah, he didn't go to school.
Anyway,
episode 8.
Wait.
Sorry.
So, the reason that Laurel said that they... Okay, I'm getting far too political about this, but okay. I will not stop. That the reason Nathan got the gold star is that people shouldn't brag about the work that they do. They should just do it. So basically saying that Farrow and Devard shouldn't be advocating for themselves. Well, guess what? When people aren't noticing the work that you do, sometimes you have to speak up for yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you're telling me if, like, say Devard did all the dishes. I think if, like... If Nathan had done all the dishes, they would be more impressed by Nathan doing it than Devard. Do you know what I mean?
When I clean the house and Jono's in the office or whatever and he comes out, I follow him around until he's seen all the work I've done and I point it out. I'm like, did you notice the kitchen? Did you notice the bathroom? Can you smell that? That's mold spray. Did you notice the floors? I do that until he says, yes, very good for all of those things.
And you should.
And then I comment on it for the rest of the day.
Good, you
over
should.
Over and over again. And then eventually he says, yes, I've noticed. We've said, what more can I say?
I don't have to do that because the moment I lift a finger around the house and Mark comes home, he goes, Naomi, this is amazing.
That's positive reinforcement. He's trying to encourage in you there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good management skills. Again, more flies with honey.
Okay, so episode 8.
I've put so many angry emojis on my phone after Nathan won the gold star. I was so mad. Where's Farrow? I'm gonna make $20,000 and then I'm gonna give it to him. Okay, next episode. Okay, we open on Sophia, who's just laying on the road.
In the middle of Bonanza City.
Lifeless.
Yes.
And people are like, okay. And like 20 people just lay down around her.
Yeah.
And then she gets up and leaps.
She said she did that because she was bored. Then we see Jared, who's just walking by himself as he always is.
Mm-hmm.
And he just says, dance, theater, play, art. All these things are absent in Bonanza City.
Mm-hmm.
And he's true.
And then he says, would you like to know what caused the Dark Ages? They ditched art and entertainment.
That's what he said. Okay, because I was trying to... I just heard Dark Ages, art and education.
Entertainment.
Entertainment, he said. Okay. And I didn't know, and I kept on rewinding it.
That's what caused the Dark Ages.
Is it?
I don't know. I'm not going to fact check it. I believe Jared. Oh, okay.
I got no
idea.
The
man reads Shakespeare. DK rings the bell for town announcements, mm-hmm. which he has no authority to do. But nope. I say, ring that bell, DK. And he says that they need entertainment around here. Yes. Everyone's bored.
They're bored. They didn't get that TV in the first showdown. There's nothing to do.
They're going to do a talent show.
Yes.
This is what the old book tells them to do. Old book says talent show. Olivia immediately signs up to do stand-up comedy.
Oh, my God, Olivia. This proves that most people who do stand-up are psychopaths.
It does. And they decide they could maybe give the gold star to the show winner, to the talent show winner.
Yeah.
Which, whatever. And then we see Kennedy. So Kennedy is from Kentucky.
Yes.
And she does she's going to do her, quote, dancing type comedy act.
Yeah. Can't wait to see that. We also see Jared sign up on the sheet. And Jared's going to do, I couldn't read what it said, but it's a, he's going to be doing a King Henry.
Shakespeare monologue.
Yeah, Shakespeare monologue. Of course. And then we see him practicing the monologue to chickens.
He's so funny. Sophia says of Olivia, I find it hard to believe that someone so standoffish is actually funny. And they say, tell us some jokes right now. Do it. And she won't tell any jokes.
Because that is the worst thing you could possibly do to anybody. I don't want to say comedian because Olivia's not a comedian, but like, it's the worst thing you could.
Well, there's no qualifier.
It's the worst thing you could possibly do to somebody who does stand up is tell them to do it when they're not on stage.
Yeah, it's awful. Anyway, I did think Sophia was funny though, because she was like, say it, and she's like, no, and she goes, you're boring me, I'm bored, I'm going to walk away. Just giving her some lessons on keeping your audience interested.
Okay, cool, thank you, I'll note that down.
Yeah,
I've got my first gig booked soon, so
really.
Yeah.
For when?
Well, I did a gig the other night to the internet.
That doesn't count.
But I mean, there were people there. There was like probably like 10 people in the room. So that was fine.
Mm-hmm.
But my next, I've got two gigs on the 8th of June at Spleen. The audience will be 15 people eating dinner.
Wow.
Yep. We're back, baby. Comedy's back.
That'll be exciting.
Yeah.
15 people, that's enough.
Yeah, that's plenty. That's like way more than some open mics from when I started.
Way more than you've ever seen.
Get out of here. I hate you.
Danielle and I famously performed to a crowd of over 1,000.
Yes.
At the Raw Comedy National Final.
Famously.
Yeah. That's what people know us from. They go, what happened to those two girls that were on Raw Comedy 2016? The two ones from Victoria.
Yeah.
Did you just say Queensland?
No, it said Victoria.
Good.
I said Victoria. And then I remember because I got, for Comedy Zone, my credit was Queensland.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of Brisbane comics were like, she's not from Queensland. And then I had to be like, actually, I'm from Townsville. That's even more Queensland than Brisbane. Brisbane's not even that Queensland. Okay? Yeah,
just because you escaped.
Yeah. You may as well be the city. Do you know what I do to city people? I spit on them. You're not from the country. Get out of here.
Good. Stand up for yourself.
Thank you.
Country girl.
Thank you.
Speaking of country girls, Savannah and Kennedy, both from Kentucky, they cook some Kentucky food for dinner for everyone. This makes Savannah sad because she misses home.
Yeah.
I
think that's probably because they cooked a really bad meal. Yeah. She was like, this isn't a Kentucky dinner like Mum makes it.
Yeah. Well, get better, Savannah. Don't blame everyone else. This is where we meet Natasha and
Migle,
who we've not seen once.
No, we've never seen them before.
They're older girls, which I wondered about older girls because we had Sophia, but that's about it. Well, Sophia's like 14 or something.
Yeah.
Are you done? What are you doing? You just sending out a little message?
No, sorry. I had to drop Jono somewhere and I knew I needed to check on him and he said, how are you going? And I said, probably another hour, just so he knows how long he's got to wait around for.
Okay, fine.
I sent him your address, so.
That's private information. You've essentially doxed me. okay, so Natasha and Migle are like older girls. Alex says people call them Paris and Nicole, but I don't know what that means. So they're the Paris and Nicole, which is really puts this in a time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, now the you Paris would never call somebody a Paris and Nicole. What would you call them?
Kardashians.
Yeah, but there wouldn't be enough. There's not enough. Would you call them Kendall and Kylie? Because there's two.
Yeah, maybe.
They're Kendall and Kylie.
That I'm
Kendall
sorry.
And Kylie work very hard.
Yeah, but you they're also say boring. You know what? Okay. Because I'm watching the Kardashians. Like, Kim, Khloe, and Kourtney have personalities. And I think Kylie and Kendall, fuck, it's hard to say all their names, grew up in such like a
weird bubble.
Yeah, that they're really like withdrawn and quiet now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. They're boring. They don't have that's why Kourtney is the best one. Kourtney's the funniest because
I think Khloe is the funniest. She's always so funny to me.
Let's fight about it. but I'm watching the first season. Kourtney's 28
yeah.
in it. Do you know what I mean? Like, she had, fuck, like, a childhood.
How old was that? How old is Courtney?
She's 54.
Whoa! Well, she looks great.
Yeah, she looks good, huh?
Whoa. Okay, also, Greg threatens to throw the show down because of Natasha and Migle not working or pulling their weight.
Yes, I think Natasha has the funniest fringe here. It's like...
Oh, that perfect, like...
emo scene fringe that takes up... It, like wipes out, like, a third of her face.
I remember those. I remember trying to make my hair that, but without having a fringe cut in. And I think she's done the same thing. It's like the fringe isn't cut
it's
in.
It's very thick.
But she's just got a long bit of hair that she's sort of tucked behind her ear and pushed back so that it sort of sits the way a fringe would.
Yeah, I used to have a fringe like that.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. Can you imagine having one of them now?
Oh, my God. I'd be so sweaty on the forehead all the time.
No, I just mean fashion-wise.
Oh.
Sweaty on the forehead.
No.
Like that? I used to have that.
Yeah, I used to have one too. I don't really understand why I ever did because I have a cowlick. So it's like you've got to constantly style it. And I never did.
It looked good on me, I will say.
Cool.
Anyway. But I remember watching America's Next Top Model and they're like, you can't have that kind of haircut if you're going to be a model. Because you're not going to the shop. You're not going to the shopping mall.
Oh, you need to have like.
It's like too. I don't know. It's not high fashion.
Yeah. High fashion, it needs to all be like one length or something.
Or two very different lengths. Yeah. Have you seen those videos of Tyra Banks? People keep like a couple of weeks ago, they were sharing all these like old videos of Tyra just being an absolute psycho on America's Next Top Model.
Like when she's like, you've got to cut your hair or something. Or like doing the, because I love those makeover challenges so much.
Yeah, she like widens a girl's gap tooth.
Well, you can't do that.
Just bumped my head. Yeah, no, she like grinds off like a couple of millimeters of this girl's to make her gap tooth bigger. But this is like 2 years after, so she does that on a white girl, but like a couple of years before that there was like a black woman and she was like, no, you look too weird, you look too different, you need to get rid of your gap tooth, like that's not. And then like after, and then like right after that is when that model on the London look girl. But there's like other stuff as well. She's fucking insane, man. There's the episode of Tyra Banks show where she pretends she has rabies. Have you seen that?
What?
She's like, oh man, I got bitten by a dog. Sorry, everyone. Like, and they said he like had rabies or something or anyway. So I have to go get some tests. And then she just starts frothing at the mouth and barking and like. Pretends what to like attack one of her audience members. And there's another episode where she's just like talking to the girls on America's Next Top Model and then she like faints, like she's just like, oh, I'm so, and she faints to the floor and she's like, oh, that was acting, we're doing an acting challenge. And they're all like,
okay.
But she's fucked. She made them do blackface and what, like she changed everybody. One of the challenges, everyone had to change their race.
Okay.
So oh wow up. And there was, oh, the video I watched was her doing this. It was like, it was down to whatever, the top like 20 girls, or they had to nail it down to, they had to, whatever. It was in the process of getting it down to the top 12. And she's like, okay, everyone gets an envelope. If it has a picture in it, then you're going through. And so then the people open theirs and some of them have a picture and they're excited and other people don't and they're really sad. And then it's like, okay, the losers, like, come with us. You're going home. And then takes them, it's like, you're going home, and your home is right here, congratulations, you got through. So it's like a twist, but it's like someone had to tell those girls who got the photos that they actually didn't get through, they actually lost.
Aww.
And they just don't show it? Anyway, okay. I highly recommend just looking up Tyra Banks footage, it's very funny.
That sounds crazy.
And then she was on Twitter like, sorry.
Anyway, on the show, Savannah, it was a segue what I just did. Savannah, she doesn't want to be here anymore because of the Kentucky dinner. And so Alex says to her, you're a positive contribution to Bonanza City, which is just cute.
Crazy words for an 8-year-old.
Crazy words for a crazy, cute little boy with one big tooth.
He's so cute.
He's so cute. Then we have the showdowns, which is paint letters by gum, which is so disgusting.
Yes.
There is no care for the hygiene of these children.
So it's one of those things where you have to paint by color.
Yeah.
Paint by number, essentially.
Yeah.
But the kids have to chew gum, and then the leader has to take the gum from them and stick it onto the painting.
Yeah, and some of these kids are not sucking their own spit off the gum before they give it to people. They're giving some leaders dripping wet gum.
Just dripping. And Zach says, I'm not taking that. And they go, why? And it's because you spit on it. It's like, it'll help it stick. No.
No, it's too wet to stick. Drier. Andrzej eats some gum that somebody has given him. He's chews some gum that was handed to him. Because the host is like, Andrzej, you chewing someone's gum? And he's like, yeah.
It wasn't chewed enough?
Yeah.
Oh, that is rank.
Yeah, it was.
It's
no
crazy that the things that like affect me now. Like I was watching, what was I? I think I was watching the Kardashians. I was watching something that was filmed like last year, and it was like a celebrity interacting with fans, and he like hugs someone.
Yeah,
and I was like, because of social distancing, it's like rewired my brain to be like so sensitive about people touching.
I have a confession to make.
What?
Yesterday I was at like a costume fitting, and I was there and
brag.
One of the ladies, her mum came in and she walked in the room and then they introduced me and I put my hand out to shake it and then I saw this look of like she was like terrified and then she shook my hand and then I was like, at that moment I realized and I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. But I was also like, why did you shake my hand?
That poor woman's like, I'm going to die, but I can't disrespect this person. Anyway, Green finally gets upper class.
Finally.
First time ever.
9 weeks or however long
23 days. Yeah. They finally get upper class. This challenge is fucking disgusting.
It is pure.
But there's one little kid, Campbell, who is loves gum. And he's so cute. Dancing around. All the other kids are like, they've got a sore jaw. They're like so sick of chewing gum. And he's like, I love sugar. And they're just dancing around the whole time. Just chewing.
And they
do not get the reward.
No.
Which would have been to paint the whole city, whatever, or an all-night block party.
Yeah.
That would have been the coolest reward ever.
Would have been so much fun.
And they would have chosen the party.
Yeah.
For sure.
You would have had to. But alas, Yellow, because the gum was so covered in water, so spit, they wouldn't stick to it and they kept falling off.
I can't believe Andrzej chewed someone else's gum.
Disgusting.
That's disgusting.
Anyway, everyone's nervous for the talent show. And Jared is struggling to memorize his lines. And he does mention that maybe this was a big task for him to memorize a Shakespeare monologue overnight.
I'm sorry, but what bunch of kids want to watch a Shakespeare monologue?
I certainly want to watch Jared do a Shakespeare monologue.
Markel is emceeing the talent show.
Yes. He's genuinely good. He's a good MC, I think.
Yeah.
He's got the good vibes for it.
Yeah. Brings the energy up. Better MC than I am. I MC'd 3 times. And one time I was like, hey, everyone, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, and I'll do some material now. And here I go to tell my jokes. Not my strong suit at all. Anyway, we see
Kelsey
plays piano.
She plays piano and Guyland says, I think Chopin came back from the dead.
Chopin.
I think that's what he says, I think.
He said
that's
Chopin.
How he said it. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I honestly thought that Chopin had come back from the dead.
No, you didn't. You didn't think that.
Jared does his Shakespeare monologue.
Yes.
Which is
sorry,
so funny.
Before that, what? Campbell, who was the kid doing the gum, he just does a big whistle. He just does one big whistle. Just like.
And then he says, that's all.
And jumps off. Yes. And then, yes, Jared does King Henry V.
Good on him.
He does it so nervously. And you can tell he's thinking the lines through his head, but he gets through it.
It's funny because it's like he could have just said anything.
Yeah, he could have just read it.
He could have fucked it up and it wouldn't.
Off the book, though, as well.
Yeah, that's true.
With gusto.
And he says, you know what? I wasn't the worst.
And he's right. There was some bad singing along the way.
Yes, there was.
And then Greg and Blaine do their version of Romeo and Juliet in dresses.
Yeah. bit funny.
The kids love it. The kids go crazy.
They go fucking crazy for a 14-year-old boy in a dress.
They start screaming.
It's like watching the footy show.
Yeah, that's when you realize that one of the pillars of comedy is men in dresses. Always works.
How do they come up with this stuff?
Olivia does stand-up comedy then.
And my God, she crushes.
She crushes. And because I don't really understand how we are, it's edited like she's crushing and all the kids say that she's crushing.
Mm.
But we just have like, we just hear like stuff that's just like Greg and Blaine are, I could write a million jokes about Greg and Blaine, but look at Greg and Blaine. They are the joke.
That is not what she sounds like at all.
Okay, well, that's the word she said.
Yes. And it's like, oh, everyone's smiling. Oh, Angie's smiling. Angie's always smiling. If you told Angie to jump off a cliff, he'd still be smiling.
And the kids are frothing that.
Well, that's, you got to do specific material. If you do it, you know. That's,
yeah, it's like doing a
relevant
footy club.
To the local.
You got
to
mention all the local footy clubs. Once somebody, once I was doing a footy club and.
One by one or you just all at once?
Very good. I was performing comedy at a football club, and I did like a joke where the subject matter was non-consensual sex.
What?
It was rape. Was the, you know, the thirsto bit or whatever that I have.
Oh, I thought you said the theme of the night.
No, the theme of the
joke. Oh, I was like, what? Why did you agree to
do? No, I did my thirsto bit and then...
Which is, just so everyone knows, anti-rape, the bit.
Yes. Yes, it is. And I noticed a man nudging another man when I was like, you can't say that, thirsto. You can't, whatever the joke is, I don't remember. Anyway, I was nudging him and I was like, what are you nudging him for? Have you... Have you basically like been like, have you raped somebody? And then the whole
amazing
room,
crowd work.
They all started laughing and nudging him as if like, and then he wouldn't say anything. And then I was just like, what is this? This is weird.
Ah!
And then another comedian, she got up and she was having a really bad time up there. And she was just going them because they were like, she was going them and they were having fun, but you could tell she was hating the night because they were so gross. And then she was just like, I'm going to get off stage now and I'm going to go straight to my car and drive off because I'm genuinely scared.
Well, that's horrifying.
Yeah, it wasn't a good.
That's, you shouldn't, if you're doing a bit about how, so, that's fucked, yeah. Sorry. It's like, this guy, it sounds like this guy's a rapist. And then everyone's like,
And then we're all like, ha, 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 I'm going to go.
Classic.
They also, I think there was like an, like a guy who made a speech from the club who was just like, yeah, we don't do, we just do normal footy. We just do normal footy, none of that girls footy. And I was like, pardon?
Normal.
Just normal footy. None of that girls footy.
What is girls footy?
Like women.
Yeah, but what is that? It's not normal.
No good.
We also see Kennedy.
Yes.
Does her comedy dancing.
Yes. She raps and does a dance.
It's very funny.
Yes.
Somehow, I don't know how to describe it.
I don't. It's just moving about. It's exactly what
she's
you would think.
She's just goofing off.
Yeah.
She's just being a real 100% goof.
Yep, and that does convince Savannah to stay.
Yeah, they say, anyone else got a talent? Savannah puts her hand up, comes to the front and announces that she will be staying at Bonanza City. Okay.
Then we
She won't be winning the Gold Star.
No. Then we have the Gold Star votes.
Mm-hmm.
And the council decide who they're going to vote for.
Yeah.
And then...
The votes are... The nominations are split between Olivia and Kennedy.
Yeah.
And for does crushing at the talent show.
Does DK ask Laurel to sing? Is that
yes.
who does? Yes. And so Laurel then sings Amazing Grace.
And she does a great job.
She does a great job.
Why are you smiling?
Because
you
I think it would be
very awkward.
Awkward to sing in front of 40 kids at a town council meeting and do Amazing Grace.
Well, she loves it. They probably need something where you don't have to get the rights.
Yeah.
To the song.
Yeah, that's true.
She can't be up there singing Oops, I Did It Again.
That's true. What did some other people sang songs, but maybe do you think those songs were
I don't know.
Both of the people who sang I don't think we've ever seen before. So
no.
I am like, I don't know their names. But surely they were
so they don't matter.
Okay.
Anyway, Laurel does a great job.
Yeah.
And I think she was probably pretty bummed that she couldn't perform at the talent show.
Yeah.
Kennedy wins the gold star.
Yep.
Which other people seem a bit annoyed about.
Why? What? She, at least she did something. I don't want to say she did something, but I feel like hers used a lot more energy.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Danielle, would you say that laughter is the best medicine?
No, and I would say you should go to the doctor.
Would you in turn call yourself a doctor?
No. None of these things. Stop trying to lead me.
Would you say you have a PhD in healing through comedy?
Shut up. I don't have any of those things. Go see a GP.
And that brings us to episode 3, which is, again, listeners, if you'll remember, I'll be leading this episode.
What do you mean?
Because you didn't write many notes.
Oh, yes. I have, like, this is all the...
Episode 9.
This is all the notes I have for the whole episode.
Okay, well, that's right. We can talk about that after.
Okay.
About your behavior. Okay. This episode opens with, so Green is on top at the moment, right? They're upper class now, finally.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have 4 people in Green with a gold star.
Yeah.
Sophia, Morgan, Michael, and now Kennedy.
Yeah, they're killing it.
And Michael says, so they're kind of strutting around with the latest gold star. And Michael says, does anyone else think your gold star will increase your sex appeal? Very funny from the mouth of a 14-year-old boy. And then, so, you know, there's people are getting a bit, they're getting a bit riled up about Green.
Yeah.
Too much power.
Yeah. Way too Green much has. Power.
And then they go and read the town hall, town council people go and read their latest instructions. Mm-hmm. And it says to mix up the districts.
Yes.
Laurel does not like this idea.
No.
At all. Because her district has all the cool people in it.
Yeah. And everybody's going to try and steal her good people from her.
So Anjay wants Emily because Emily is lazy.
Yes.
And he says that everyone loves Laurel and that Anjay wants to prove himself.
Okay.
All right. So they switch stuff up and Yellow needs some, quote, manpower.
Yes.
Laurel does not want to change up at all.
Okay. Can I just say that swapping one person is not switching around districts?
Yeah.
You basically have to fully reshuffle everybody.
Yeah.
For it to make sense. This is just, if not, taking people away who've formed connections from other people and putting them into different places.
Yeah. Which is great. Great for the drama. Red, Guylan says they need more intellectual people.
Yes.
So, because they're all a bunch of dumbasses. Yes. So they take Nathan.
Yeah.
Which people do not like.
I do feel bad for Nathan.
Yes.
Because then at one point, Guylan says something like, he's just like, you just don't want to be nice to him because everybody hates him. Like, in front of Nathan.
That's so mean.
So rude. And then Jared says to Guylan, I'll give you one piece of advice. Lock your cell door tonight.
it's fucked up. Anjay takes Emily. Zach takes Blaine, which Greg does not like, and Laurel takes no one. So Greg cracks it at Laurel for not switching up her district, but also Anjay for switching it up.
He then doubled back on his gripe at Laurel because he then respects her for keeping her.
Yeah.
For not doing what Anjay did.
Yeah, Greg is very upset. And so Blaine moves over to Yellow and Greg decides that he's going to go sleep with Yellow, but Zach says no. And then after Greg leaves, Colton looks at Zach and said, I'm so glad you didn't pick Greg. Brutal. So Emily is now moved to Blue District. And Olivia tells Emily, Blue District girls wear hard workers. Because Emily is known to be quite lazy.
Yeah.
So she said, don't worry, I'm going to change my ways. Not going to be lazy anymore. Mm-hmm. And Nathan is upset because in Red he was with Alex.
Yes.
Who he got along with.
Sweet Alex.
Who wouldn't want to be with Alex?
Oh, he's so sweet. Sweet little baby.
So he's upset. And yeah, and then all of Red Team, which is where Nathan has ended up. So Nathan was in blue, but now he's gone to Red.
Yeah.
And Red, they're all yelling at Guylan, who again is a little tiny boy.
Yes.
Who
wanted to be king.
Yes. And they're just fucking screaming. And yeah, that's when Jared says, I'm going to give you one piece of advice. Lock your cell door tonight. And Alex is upset that people are being mean to Nathan, which yes. is so cute. I love little Alex. He says, I hate this. It's stupid. I don't like Guylan. He's totally unsmart.
Yeah.
If so Alex called me unsmart, I'd kill myself. I want his respect and his respect only. And then Jared says, why do we need Nathan? He sings in his sleep. And then they show a shot of him singing in his sleep.
And it would be so annoying. It's so high pitched and like off key. It's like,
and someone yells, shut up! some guy, okay, Hunter. Hunter, this guy Hunter? Who yes. I don't know who the fuck Hunter
We've
is.
We've never
all
seen
of a
him before.
Hunter is, decides he's going to do a religious service.
Yes.
Okay, fine.
Which makes everybody feel bad about how mean they've been to people.
Yes, Mike feels bad. Basically, it makes people feel bad about screaming at Guylan yep. for allowing Nathan to join their district.
This
because they
proves
were very mean.
That some people. Religion has its use because some people can't just be nice based off just wanting to be nice. Some people need somebody else to tell them to be nice because if not, they'll go to hell.
Well, yeah, but then they also use it as an excuse to be rude to people.
Yeah.
Like if Nathan was gay, then he might have sat in that same service and been like, yeah,
kill him.
Yeah, I'm going to fucking murder this guy. So Mike feels like a hypocrite because he says that he's been bullied before. Yeah, no shit, Mike. You've been bullied by the same fucking guy.
Yeah.
And apologizes to Nathan finally and says, I think you're going to like it. In Red.
I can't believe he did that as well because he's been the town leader and like has
yeah.
to know like how to handle himself. Like you're supposed
he doesn't
to. I mean, he
know.
Never did. He was a
no,
always.
He's a little shit. And wait, oh my God, there's so much tension. So Greg's still really pissed off that Blaine is got Blaine doesn't seem to care as much. He's like,
Blaine's,
I'm gonna get out of under Greg's shadow.
Yeah, Blaine's silently thrilled by it.
Yeah, he can finally shine on his own. Greg threatens to punch Anjay in the face.
Rude.
Anjay's like, everyone fucking chill. Olivia says, make us feel better. Don't just stand there and scratch your head. And then Anjay's a bit upset and she goes, oh, he's sad. He looks like a puppy.
Mm.
Olivia, you're a monster.
Yeah, I don't know why she's so rude to Anjay all the time.
I don't know. She's like a real bully.
Yeah.
It's only ever when, like, what, like, she talked about him in the stand-up and it's like he's always smiling.
Yeah. Not when you're around.
And then we get to the next showdown. Now, this showdown is, I actually like the idea of this showdown, which is that everyone has a pile of rocks.
Yep.
You have to put rocks in a cart. And then wheel the mm-hmm. cart over an obstacle course and
yes.
get to the end.
Yes. And in order of whoever gets there first is your classes. So you can choose how much rocks to carry.
So you could carry no rocks and get there really fast and be the upper class. But the thing is, the whole town has to have carried
2 tons.
2 tons
yeah.
of rock.
Yeah. And if you don't.
To get the reward.
If you don't. Yeah, if you don't carry, then you don't get a reward. If you don't have 500 pounds in your thing, then altogether, you're not going to have it.
Yeah. And unsurprisingly, we see, Blaine trying to help Yellow get as many rocks as possible while Taylor screams, don't worry about the town. Let's just get upper class. Which, in hindsight, would have been a good idea because
it didn't
not
matter.
One team.
No.
Took enough rocks.
Which means that this challenge was kind
too
of
hard.
Too hard.
Because
yeah.
a lot of them, a few of, like, at least two of the teams put as many rocks in as they could and then took rocks out until they could wheel it.
Yeah.
So, anyway, the reward, they do not get. What was the reward? The reward was either actual beds
mm-hmm.
or, like, a cool, like, trailer lounge thing for people to hang out in.
It would have been.
Can you imagine beds?
Oh. It would have been so horrible to know you weren't getting this one because they never bring the same thing back.
Yeah.
For another one and just being like, all right, so we definitely don't have beds for the rest of this.
Yeah.
Great.
Thin little mattresses on the cold ground.
Yeah.
And Guylan, so Red came last, right? They carried as much rocks as they could. Still, again, not enough.
Yeah.
And Guylan says, I don't care, you know, I don't care what you say. Everyone here was thinking about their status. And then everyone was not carrying enough rocks.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to get there fastest. And yeah. that Red came last because so they're the heroes. And then Sophia
says. But
they
didn't have the most rocks.
Red.
They didn't have the most weight in their thing.
But they, I think they carried as much as they could.
Yeah.
Greg could have probably carried more.
Yeah. But Greg can't carry 500 pounds on his own.
Yeah, but they could have done more.
And I think they had the most in their thing anyway. So it's like.
It's true. They did.
Yeah.
Nah, fuck Greg. Anyway, Sophia says something to Guylan that is bleeped out.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, whoa! this riles everyone the fuck up. I googled
what she
this.
Said. What'd she say?
She said, fuck you, Guylan. Which is funny that that's the thing. That like, yeah. I guess they're not like used to swearing. Like, they're not allowed to swear.
Yeah. He said so many worse things.
Yeah, and Greg says, who would say what Sophie just said to Guylan? Who else would say it? And they all went, woo! Anyway, they make it sound like she said something like fucking horrible or like really personal. Yeah, I was like,
what could she have said?
Very generic. Anyway, fuck you, Guylan. But Sophia goes up and apologizes to little baby Guylan.
That's this poor little boy.
Yeah. And everything's all good. Anyway, what else do we have? Not much else this episode. Blaine cracks Yellow into shape.
Yep.
Because Zach isn't that hard of a worker.
No.
It was just that he was, in comparison to Taylor,
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, Zach just does the dishes sometimes.
I do want to point out that last episode there was a shot of Taylor doing laundry.
Well, she's got to wash her own clothes.
But she was washing everyone's clothes.
Was she?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah, because she was like gross. She was like sorting through people's clothes and she was like, yuck! Okay. It smells like boys! So I just want to say we did see her doing work.
Doing something.
Yes. And then we get to Gold Star nominations. People are saying Blaine or Hunter. Blaine. Sort of split between Blaine and Hunter.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway, we get to the town hall and Greg starts yelling at Anjay.
Mm-hmm.
For swapping people, and she says Mallory is more of a man than you are. Greg, that is
rude
and sexist. Maybe Mallory is just Mallory, and her quality isn't how much of a man she is.
Yeah,
because she's better than you and Angie put together. No offense. And Sophia says that Green could have accepted someone else in, and that maybe it was a bit selfish of Laurel.
But they don't amend that.
Huh?
They don't amend anything. We just keep the team as it is.
Yeah. And then Anjay says, yeah. And Laurel starts yelling at Anjay. She's like, what does it have to do with you? And then some girl called Randy says she wants to go home. Never seen her before in my entire life.
No, yeah, that's one of Taylor's minions.
Oh, yes, one of the yellow girls. And then it starts raining. And someone points to the roof and says, see, God doesn't want you to go. But she still fucks off.
Yeah.
And Taylor cries. She was like a sister to me. Be hard to lose.
You've got eight minions, Taylor.
I think she only has four. Well, now she has three.
Yeah.
And Blaine gets the gold star.
Randy was the girl who voted against her.
Oh.
She voted against
her. She's a free thinker, huh?
Yeah.
Nice. Good work, Randy. Vale. Vale, Randy. Anyway, Blaine gets the gold star.
Congratulations, Blaine.
Congratulations, Brett. Blaine. Laurel says, I like him and his hair and his face.
Yeah, Laurel's got a crush.
Laurel definitely has a crush.
I wonder if
Blaine.
That played anything into who got the gold star.
I like him. I think he works hard and I like his hair. So then they ask, I think, what's his name? Jonathan? The one adult the show.
The host.
Asks if people are happy with the job the council is doing.
And guess what?
No.
They is not happy.
They is not happy.
They is feisty, outraging.
Okay.
I don't know what I was saying.
We've been talking for too long. So this means that coming up in the next episode, we're going to have another election. They say, who wants to run? Now drama ensues as people start raising their hands. For Red against Guylan, we have DK, who I would vote for in a heartbeat.
Yes.
I love DK.
He's a good boy.
What a cool boy.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, chill, keeping things together. I love DK. For Yellow, Blaine.
Fine.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think he's got something to prove.
Yeah.
Zach seems a bit lazy.
Yeah.
In hindsight.
Yeah.
He
thinks he's smarter than everybody.
Then, seeing Blaine put his hands up,
mm-hmm.
Greg puts his hands up for Blue.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Everything else is null and void if Greg gets in the council, because Greg will bully everybody into submission.
Yes, and I believe Anjay also says, oh, no, because he knows he's in trouble if he's up against Greg, because Greg will also bully people into voting for him.
Yeah.
I do not think
unless
that Greg should be a leader.
No, he should not be a leader. And Michael is going to go for green.
Which is a shock because, like, last time, no one went against Laurel. They were a united front. And Laurel has fought to keep this team together because she loves them all so much. And then Michael puts his hand up. Shock.
Shock.
Shockwave shock throughout horror. The whole Bonanza City.
Yes.
I would vote for Michael in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I think Michael would be good. I think Laurel's had her time now and she's, like, she's sort of, like...
If we get rid of Laurel, then it's all men in charge. I just want to point that out.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, maybe not. Maybe we'll have... I mean, I would also vote for Sophia. She could be leader. I would vote
for Sophia for the president of this country. I would change the laws so that we have a president and then I would make Sophia president. What other teams...
is there any red girls?
Red girls?
I don't think there's any red girls.
I mean, none of note. Well, because Morgan is also on green.
Yeah.
And Laurel's just kept them all
together. Yeah, Green really should have dispensed some good players out.
Yeah, then they would have had power across all reaches of the city.
I mean, also then you have a better working town because you can't just have one area working really hard and really good on stuff and then everyone else just being shitty.
Yeah. Yeah. You sound just like Anjay.
Thank you. I take that as a compliment.
Really? I mean, he's fine.
He's fine. He's never really on screen ever.
Nah. It's just people talking about him.
No charisma.
He doesn't have charisma.
No.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
I think Alex should be on town council.
Oh. Give him everything. Make him king of the town.
I think so.
He understands stuff so much better than most people.
Yeah.
He'd be a little...
He's way more compassionate than most of them as well.
Yeah, a little savant.
He doesn't seem to be cruel.
Yeah, he's very kind and sweet.
The worst thing he says is that he calls Guylan unsmart.
Yeah.
I love that little kid.
Which means he didn't say dumb.
Yeah. So.
Okay, that's the end of this week's episode. Naomi's going to read out some reviews now.
Yeah, I am.
And I'm going to read this week's song description.
I don't see any new reviews.
Oh, no. Are we going to have to cancel again? Can I see it?
I want to look at it on your phone. I want to make sure. Okay. I'll figure it out.
Yeah. Hmm.
There's no new reviews, actually.
Okay.
So, what do we do?
I don't really know. I guess you can be in charge of
that. I guess we just won't do the podcast again.
Can you show me how I get to the screen that has the... I don't know how to do this on this computer.
So this will be the last episode of the podcast. If you want to find out what happens, on the show, then I guess you should have left us a review.
Okay, so this is my last time reading out the song description, so really soak it in. This is Cold Sober by Kevin MacLeod, and the song description is this. You know what? I honestly don't know what I was thinking here. This is one of those throw things at the wall and see if it works kind of pieces. It would have been completely uninteresting were it not for the Uilian pipes. Not a lot of music out there for bagpipes and electric piano. Consider the void filled. So enjoy that.
That's Kevin MacLeod, who fills our voids every week with joy.
With joy.
Not.
Okay. That's it from us. Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Kid Nation, bitch.
Kid Nation.
Kid Nation.
A Kid Nation.
Bitch.
Kid Nation.
Bitch. Kid Nation. Kid Nation, bitch. Kid Nation, bitch. Kid Nation, bitch.
Kid Nation.
Kid Nation, bitch.
It's Kid Nation.
It's it's Kid Nation.
Kid Nation.
Kid Nation, oh yeah, Kid Nation, bitch. Kid Nation, bitch!
I thought we both, for some reason, would know to lower the note there. Oh my, sorry.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.